Are you going to avoid me for the rest of your life? Cecily groaned and sat up from inventorying her herbs. Her mother had taught her the importance of having a fully stocked apothecary for her work as a midwife. Though this was very important, her mind wasn't on the herbs. It was on Hart Chapman.
I've not been avoiding you, Mary Rose.
Of course you have, her friend said in dramatic tones.
Cecily rolled her eyes, knowing what was coming next. Mary Rose drifted to her side, her eyes wide and shining as if filled with tears.
I didn't know you had any interest in the man.
I don't,
she said, although she wished her wretched skin didn't show a blush so easily.
Yes, you do. Remember, you couldn't stop staring at him.
Leave it to Mary Rose to remind her.
But that was well over a week ago. Now it seems that no matter what time I come to visit you, what day or time, you seem to always find a way to avoid me.
Now Mary Rose's bottom lip trembled.
I didn't mean it, Cece. Please don't be angry with me. Don't leave me all alone.
Cecily bit the inside of her cheek. That was the crux of her friend's emotional turmoil. Ever since she was lost in the woods and left alone, she couldn't stand to be without someone for more than a few moments' time. Mary Rose just couldn't be alone. Sometimes, Cecily wondered if their friendship had been held together by Mary Rose's fears more than anything else.
That isn't fair, a voice in her head chided. She loves you.
Cecily knew that was true. No one loved her more outside of her family than Mary Rose. She needed to remember that.
I'm sorry, Mary Rose. You're right. I have been avoiding you.
Her friend gave a loud sniffle.
Is it because of Hart Chapman?
She wanted to deny it, but there was no point in doing that.
Yes. But your promise to Sam.
Not really, Mary Rose. We had an understanding between us. We always had.
But when he left...
She let her voice fade away.
But an understanding is still a promise to keep. Goodness knows, if Arthur were mine, I'd wait forever for him.
That, Cecily thought, was the problem. Arthur didn't even have an idea that Mary Rose had feelings for him. If he did, would he have stayed in Last Chance? That sent her down the path with Hart Chapman. In the past week, he'd taken the water finder to two different lots in the town. People came by to watch the machine as it pumped up and down into the dirt. All that came up was mud, dry grasses, and once, a burrowing animal that almost got thumped on the head by the massive pin. It had chittered angrily at Hart, causing those standing around to laugh. Hart had laughed too, but when he looked up from the scurrying away creature, his eyes met hers, and emotion flickered between them. It was too much, so Cecily scurried away, mumbling an excuse about her mother needing her help.
Why didn't you want Hart Chapman to not know about Sam?
The answer was harder than anything she could explain to Mary Rose. It was as if whenever she was in his vicinity, she found herself wanting to get closer to him, burrow inside of his chest. He made her feel different, but she didn't want to tell Mary Rose that.
I'm not mad anymore, Mary Rose. I'm sorry.
Oh, good.
Mary Rose reached and wrapped her tightly in her arms.
I would just die if you were ever angry with me.
Cecily untwined herself from her friend's arms and placed them at Mary Rose's side.
Now, what is it you wanted?
Wanted?
Mary Rose blinked like an owl.
I don't want anything.
Well, go away,
Cecily said, shooing her friend away.
I have to finish this.
Mary Rose picked up one of the packets and twirled it in her fingers.
Can I help you with whatever you're doing?
Cecily wanted to reject her friend's help, but she knew the time-consuming task would go faster with her help.
Sure, I'm making notes on what is low so I can go into the forest and gather some more.
She saw Mary Rose's shoulders shake.
I can't.
Cecily reached out and patted her friend's hand.
I know. No one's asking you to go. Just help me sort.
They sat again and, just as before, started to go through the herbs again and soon had a rhythm going.
Did you see Hart staring at you?
Mary Rose, Cecily warned. We aren't going to be talking about Hart or Sam.